We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. I feel like we covered a lot of ground in the 2 o'clock hour. Rob Pizzola is going to join us this hour. Going to ask him for a winner for tonight's Heat-Celtics game. I think it's 14 and a half right now. Heat 14 and a half point underdogs. In fact, let me take a look at that and see if that's changed at all.
I saw it at 15 1 hour ago, Hawk.
Hey. Now down to 14.
Hmm.
How about that?
All right.
Down a full point. So Heat 14 point underdogs. I'm going to ask Pizzola for a winner for that game. I'm going to ask him for the Marlins game tonight. Little Sixto Sanchez, long as we're talking about Sixto. And I'm going to ask him a little bit about hockey and the Lightning and the Panthers and his Maple Leafs and all that stuff. So Pizzola will join us this hour. Get some headlines with Alejandro Solana. 4 o'clock hour, we will begin the 4 o'clock hour with the Panthers montage from last night's game. If you missed it when we started the show, Panthers montage will start the 4 o'clock hour, and you can get some chills reliving what was a tremendously exciting game last night. I wish I was at that game. There's not a lot of games that I say, I wish I would have been there. Last night was so exciting, and we were there doing the show. I was there doing the show, and I didn't stick around for the game. And that game, I mean, had me riveted the entire time. So hopefully we'll get some more of those games as the playoffs progress.
We'll be in round two.
I agree. I believe we'll be in round three, yes. And then I believe we'll be in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And you're paying for my Stanley Cup Finals tickets because I'm broke.
Well, I'm not so certain about that. You've got the Crowder powder. You've got the comedy shows.
All overhead. Everything's overhead.
All overhead.
I got a guy sleeping in my room tonight, Hawk. Everything's overhead.
Mitch is sleeping in the room?
Yeah, Mitch's bag is right here.
Mr. 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And guys, there's nothing better than Goldie saying, "Let's go home, baby!"
Let's go home, baby!
That is the soundtrack to a great South Florida sports night. When you get a Goldie, "Let's go home, baby." And I would throw in there as well, Billy Lindsay saying the save was diabolical. What a great description. I love that.
Yes.
Let's get headlines because I do want to have enough time with Pizzola. We always run long with him. So let's get a look at headlines here with Alejandro Solana, the brains behind Noche de Sixto.
These headlines are driven by unnecessary. That was totally unnecessary.
These headlines.
Diabolical.
Totally necessary.
All right, thank you, Jimmy. Yeah. I'm glad you found the one shirt in your closet today, Jimmy, that's not extra tight on you.
Jimmy, throw out
that
Panthers.
You went deep for that one, Jimmy, huh?
Throw out that Panthers
shirt. For that one.
Give that to an 8-year-old.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I was waiting for Jimmy to make one sly comment to me. I mean, I had that one.
You had the shirt holstered and ready to go.
Uh-huh. Here is how it sounded yesterday. I mean, the Panthers winning that game was phenomenal. From start to finish, just electric vibes at Amerant Bank Arena. Here's how the save sounded one more time right here on WQAM with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay on the call.
Out of the zone, Sorelli, and he's going to take this into the Panthers zone. Has a man trailing in. Let a shot go wide off the inboard. Put up from Stamkos. Back it up. Oh, what a save. Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky with the trapper to deny Dumba, the defenseman who was open in front with a yawning Cage. Sergei Bobrovsky displaying acrobatics to keep this game tied at 2. The fans here at Amerant Bank Arena can't believe what they just saw. That display of goaltending and gymnastics from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Absolutely diabolical. How did he come up with that?
That was unbelievable. If you go to Twitter and you look at Plagan's Twitter account, people have matched up Plagan's audio with the video of the Bobrovsky save. Goldie's call on it was phenomenal as well. But if you want to see the video as Plagans is calling it, check out Plagans on Twitter. It really is. It's one of the best saves you'll ever see. If you watch it in real time, you couldn't believe it. You literally could not believe what you had just witnessed. What a save. What a moment last night. And by the way, they end up going tied 2. Goldie was saying it with Moeller last night. Like, hey, if this game goes a certain direction, you can point at that save as a save that maybe saved the series. Because I would submit to you, if that puck goes in and the Panthers end up losing that game and it goes back to Tampa tied 1-1, you might have a whole different situation on your hands.
That save, as I watch it, there's no shot that you can make in hockey that's bigger than a big save. Like it's the creme de la creme of hockey. When I watch those goalies, what they do and fall and turn and catch it, like that's the pinnacle of a hockey moment when you have a great goalie that does something like that.
There's a still photo. I think Bally Sports had tweeted it out. I'm looking for it, where you see where Bobrovsky is. You see a wide open goal. Here, I'm going to show this. Oh. This picture, and they write, this did not end up being a goal.
Crazy.
His back is to the Lightning. The puck is right there. And that right there does not end up being a goal. And it was not because it was an errant shot. It was all Bobrovsky.
What, Reinhardt with his deflections that we love, and Reinhardt scored a lot of goals. They're cool. And then even Verhaeghe going back door last game, like it's cool to watch. When that goalie does what Bob did last night,
yeah,
that is like it's the most exciting. You say goosebumps? That's goosebumps to me because that's an athlete at the top level of what he does. Doing top level type
with
crap.
All that padding on, by the way, and bro, just being able to flop backwards and have the wherewithal to say, I need my leg out here. Like, I got to try to cover as much goal as I can. So, my arm's going to go here, my leg's going to go there. It was unbelievable. You couldn't believe it.
It's the top level, it's muscle memory for him, but it's amazing to watch. There's not a goal that I've ever seen in hockey that's more impressive to me than what Bob did.
I didn't listen to the audio, but I did see Tim Reynolds had tweeted this out last night. Paul Maurice on what he was saying in the instant before Bobrovsky's save. Quote, straight profanity. Someone got called names. Thanks to Bob. We could all laugh about it after.
That man, that was amazing. That was an amazing play.
Were you scared, Hawk, in the third period? As scared, I'll be honest, I was scared because there was a sequence after that unbelievable save from Bob, there was a sequence where the Panthers had 2 to 3 shots on goal with the puck kind of just like rebounding and Vasilevsky gets to every single puck. And I'm saying, I don't know how the Panthers can score on this guy again tonight or for the rest of the series because he's as locked in as I've ever seen. Greatest goaltending game ever that I've seen in an NHL game.
Right, 5 goals given up, but it was one of the best goaltending displays you will ever see in your lifetime. Yeah, I was nervous. When they coughed up the 2-0 lead, I was very nervous because Vasilevsky was locked in as well last night. That Verhaeghe overtime winner was impossible. We watched, Lori and I were watching. We watched the replay a couple times, and she kept saying, "Did that go in? Did it cross the line? Like it was unbelievable." I cannot have enjoyed last night's game any more than I did. And by the way, I had Matthew Tkachuk over 3.5 shots on goal, and he ended up with 4. So we got to cash a ticket. We've won 1 in a row.
They got Vasilevskiy.
Mm-hmm.
But we have Bob.
Right. We've got Gordon, Dragic, and Zordon. Gordon and Zordon.
I have 7 suits for the price of 1.5 of suit.
I imagine when we look back on, like, epic South Florida playoff moments, this will be one of them. Like,
no doubt.
Ray Allen game 6. I know that's for a finals or whatever. I'm not saying this was better, but when you just think of legendary
South
Florida.
You'll say the Bobrovsky save.
Right.
The Bave.
No. The Bave.
Huh. The Bobrovsky save.
The Bave. The Bave.
Yeah, the Bave.
I don't like it.
The Heat play game 2 versus the Celtics. I'll just move on. The Heat play game 2 versus the Celtics tonight, 7 p.m. No Terry Rozier. Nikola Jokic is on the injury report for the Miami Heat. He was added today. He's questionable for the game with a back injury. Again, 7 p.m. You can listen to it right here on WQAM, and you can watch it on Bally Sports Sun tonight.
All right, preheat 5:45 tonight, which means we'll be done about 5:40 tonight. When do you go on stage in Detroit? What's the name of the club you're performing at?
Detroit House of Comedy.
And so you go on when? You have 2 shows?
I have, I'll go on at, well, I go about 7:20 because I have 2 guys in front of me. So, yeah, 7:30 to 9, and then we start another one 9:30 to probably 12.
Long night ahead of you.
Yeah.
Write the check, son.
The Timberwolves.
Yeah, somebody else just texted in that 4-minute penalty kill. You know, it was that double minor, and the Panthers knocked out a 4-minute penalty kill. I think the Lightning may have gotten 2 shots off in 4 minutes during that power play. So, yeah, there were some moments last night.
The Panthers also almost scored a shorthanded goal during that penalty kill. I think it was Aaron Ekblad. Like, the puck got ricocheted. Ekblad had a 1-on-1 and ended up not being able to get it past Vasilevskiy. But were you guys as bothered as other people were on social media about some of the, I guess, the penalties that weren't called in the game? There was one obvious tripping penalty that wasn't called up against the boards late in the third period. But from everything we discussed with Billy Lindsay and Doug Plagans, the Panthers benefit from less whistles. Like, they're the more physical team. They benefit from it. So I didn't understand why everybody was so outraged. The lack of calls all throughout the game, like, that benefits the Panthers.
I didn't think there were a ton of lack of calls. That one tripping I thought was missed at the end. But, I thought it was pretty well officiated.
Nasty teams like to play nasty. Like, the Heat say it. Like, bring them in the mud. Like, the Heat want to play physical. The Panthers want to play physical. So I think it benefits us when the – what they call when the refs swallow their whistle. I think it benefits our South Florida teams. Well, the Panthers and the Heat. The Dolphins are a graceful team.
Don't get anywhere near Tatum or Brown tonight. You breathe on them. And Brian Scalabrine is going to claim that Eric Spoelstra – issued that from the bench. So everybody, just let Tatum and Brown walk to the rim, apparently. That's what Boston wants.
I would have Caleb Martin go push somebody out of bounds first play. Just to teach him a lesson that, you want a code red? This is a code red.
I think because it's Boston and Cornbread Maxwell, they should change it to a code bread.
How far are we into the show? 1:15, huh?
A couple dozen.
Code bread, I say. You can use that tonight at one of your shows if you want.
1:15, huh? This is already over.
You see what I'm saying? Instead of a code red, code bread.
Yeah. I'm going to drop that one tonight. First joke.
The Timberwolves took a 2-0 series lead over the Phoenix Suns. Pacers and the Mavs both even their respective series. Pacers beat the Bucks in Milwaukee. Mavericks beat the Clippers. So 1-1 in each of those. The late game tonight after Heat Celtics, 9:30 p.m. Thunder with a 1-0 series lead over the Pelicans. Again, that's at 9:30 in OKC.
I mean, that was met with just total silence, Code Bread. Just everybody was staring at me. How are you on the cover of a draft guide?
I don't know. My wife just dropped it off to me. She found it in a hotel.
Huh.
So what, like you doing comedy? So it's like part of the whole, like, hey, look at all what's going on here in Detroit.
The Detroit Metro Times 2024 football draft guide. It says former NFL great, which is amazing. They call me great.
NFL great. Wow.
Brandon Crowder brings his unacceptable tour to Detroit House of Comedy Wednesday, April 24th, and I'm on the front of the guide.
Huh.
Look at you.
And if you see, I was a couple funky booters in when they took this picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Asia gets on me. She's like, you always look drunk. I'm like, leave me alone.
NFL
I'm working here.
NFL great, huh? I can't get past that.
Hell, I can't get past it.
Game 3 between the Panthers and the Lightning, by the way, will be tomorrow. From Tampa Bay, games 3 and 4 will be in Tampa tomorrow and then Saturday. Heat play Saturday as well here at home, so you'll have an overlapping between the Heat, the Panthers, and Inter Miami, who will also be home. We'll be on the road at New England Saturday at 7:30. Your weather.
Is it possible that shirt was so tight yesterday because you've been on a Code Bread?
I sure was.
Try to dig myself out of this somehow. I'm just, or I'm going to take people down with me.
I thought they were going to amputate Jimmy's hands after how tight the shirt was. Like a Rottweiler tail.
Maybe you should go on a No Bread.
You're working it out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work. I'm just trying to push through it.
We got 2 more hours, brother. You'll be straight.
Finally, guys, I sent you this yesterday. This was situated in our Odyssey Miami kitchen yesterday. The Red Velvet Chips Ahoy Chewy cookies. Now, I didn't know these existed, and I sent you guys a picture. I tried one. There's only 2 remaining, so I took one cookie.
I think Chips Ahoy has fallen off. Now, I say that without having had them, you know, maybe once in 10 years. And I used to love Chips Ahoy, but there weren't so many brands when I was a kid. Like, Chips Ahoy was it. So, I don't know. What did you think?
I'm not the biggest Red Velvet fan, to be fair. I'm just not. And I think you have a good take on it, Hawk, where it's just a delivery mechanism for, is it cream cheese that they put on top of the
cream
Red Velvet?
Cream cheese frosting on the Red Velvet cake. It's all you're eating, yeah, the Red Velvet cake. Nobody cares that the cake is Red Velvet.
Yeah.
It's great marketing. It's great marketing. Because if you called it, you know, apple cake, because it's red, nobody cares.
Velvet.
We call it Red Velvet. Yeah. You feel like it's going to be smooth and special or whatever, but it's the frosting.
Yeah. So the frosting is inside the cookie. So like the quote-unquote cream cheese frosting is inside the
chips are like
I think the chips are just dyed chocolate chips. I don't think there was anything special about them. But yeah, not good. Just not like if I'm having a cookie. Just give me a cookie, right? Give me the Chips Ahoy Chewy or the classic Chips Ahoy. Whoever went, and you know, mad respect to whoever put some cookies out there for all of our staff. I greatly appreciate it. But next time, don't get cutesy with it. Just give me the chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Like a Juicy Lucy. The burger with the cheese inside, a cookie with the frosting inside.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't believe there's frosting inside that cookie. I believe there's chips in the cookie. Like, it's just, there's chips. It's probably white chocolate chips would be my guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, anyways, this is your PSA. If you go to Publix, don't get duped by the Red Velvet Chips Ahoy.
Mm.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
I think I found a good cookie. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Why does he walk like that?
Yeah, that was weird, right?
He walks with big elbows.
Uh-huh. That was very weird.
Jimmy, you see how he walked? I don't know why he walks with them big elbows.
He lumbered back like he was Jamal McGlure after a big block.
Why do you jog like that?
Yeah.
I was trying to get my cardio in.
Huh.
What's that?
These are Pepperidge Farm, brand new, soft-baked Charleston birthday cake cookies.
Mm. Sign me up.
Those look delicious.
They happen to be very good.
Yeah.
They had the Pepperidge Farm on BOGO, you see.
Oh.
And I like the Montauk cookies, which is a soft chocolate chip cookie. Cookies in this little Pepperidge Farm bag, by the way, are better than those long sleeves that the Chips Ahoy or the Oreos are in.
Yeah.
Look at this. Oh, I'm just carrying around my bag of cookies.
Yeah.
Hey, look at me.
Hulk, you're going to need those Ozempic.
Gonna. But look at these cookies.
Bro, that looks fire, man.
That's you can tell that looks soft, right? Like that. That's a good cookie right there.
It's undercooked.
I love an undercooked cookie.
Yeah.
Love an undercooked cookie.
I like a crisp. I like a more crisp edge.
No. Yeah.
You're right about the packaging of the bag from those Pepperidge Farm cookies. Like the Milano cookies come in a very similar bag.
Right, very little narrower bag.
So good, man. So damn good. And birthday cake flavor is one of the most underrated flavors across like desserts, because birthday cake remix at Cold Stone is a Mount Rushmore of ice cream flavors. On the Mount Rushmore of ice cream flavors.
Here's the only problem. They called one of the best flavors birthday cake. It's bad marketing because it sounds childish.
It is.
And the truth of the matter is, if they gave it a more adult-sounding flavor, it may eclipse chocolate chip.
Hmm.
That's how good birthday cake flavor is. Well, when you're an adult, you don't necessarily want to go somewhere and go, oh, you know what? I'd like the birthday cake cookie or the birthday cake donut or whatever. It needs a better name.
Yeah.
Good point. Like what? Severance?
Yeah, exactly. Like a Caesar salad. You know what I mean? If a Caesar salad was called anchovy salad, no one would get it. But it's called a Caesar salad.
And it goes.
And it sounds regal.
Maybe a Biden cookie.
A Biden.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy, but it is a gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. That is your weather.
A birthday cake. Like, give it, if you gave it just the Charles. You know what I mean? Just like something, you know.
The Charles.
Charles. Like Caesar. But yeah, it's Charles. Like,
it's a Charles cookie?
Yeah, but just Charles flavor.
Yeah. No, you're onto something, because like we've talked about Charles. This Snickerdoodle. Nobody actually even knows what Snickerdoodle is, but
no,
it's a great name.
Everybody assumes that there's Snickers in there.
It's a great name.
All of a sudden you see cinnamon. You're like, what is going on here?
Don't badmouth my Snickerdoodle.
No one knows what's in it. No one. It's bad marketing.
Sugar and cinnamon. Everybody knows
Nobody knew that.
Snickerdoodle, we've done this, was around before Snickers candy bars.
But that's how bad the marketing was, that everyone thinks it's the candy.
Little House on the Prairie.
Oh. A Laura Ingalls.
A little Ingle right. Cookie.
Oh, we'll work on it. Code Bread.
you go figure it out. I trust you.
Feel like I'm very close. All right, Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the next segment. We'll get some winners from professional sports gambler Rob Pizzola here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rob Pizzola is joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Rob is a professional sports gambler. Comes to us courtesy of the Hammer Betting Network. The Hammer produces daily sports betting content for every major sport. You can visit thehammer.bet. You can go to YouTube, search the Hammer HQ, or you can follow Rob on Twitter. Get all the action there at Rob Pizzola on Twitter. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
Crowder's in Detroit. He's all excited about the draft.
I'm right by Canada.
Is your TV on, Crowder? Broadcast professional, Rob.
Well, you know what? At least he didn't lock himself out of his hotel room this time. He's in the room. This is a big upgrade from locking himself out of the room.
Right.
At least I'm here. I'm Rob.
Between the two, we'll take you just leaving the TV on rather than locking yourself out of the hotel room. Crowder has two comedy shows tonight in Detroit. You know, he's performed his comedy show in Florida, Miami, South Florida a couple of times, but this is the first, you know, like out of Florida performances. Two shows in Detroit tonight, Rob.
That's heavy right there. It's different, right? Like, I don't know if Crowder does any political jokes or if he skews one way or another in the comedy acts, but it's got to be very different doing comedy in Florida versus doing it in Michigan, right?
Rob, danger's real. Fear is created.
All right. That's just nonsense. I have a problem with Denzel Washington. Is that no matter what situation that he's in, he believes people want to hear some kind of nonsense like that you would read on a Bed Bath & Beyond pillow. You know, the pillows have all these cutesy sayings. And Crowder's the same way. You ask him something, he just feels like if he says something that might sound profound, especially the way that you say it, that kind of is what everybody's looking for. But I don't know if you ever see these clips of Denzel Washington. It doesn't matter where he's at. He always feels like he has to say something that seems profound. And my point, I think Crowder was doing a little Denzel there. My point to Crowder yesterday was, you know, sometimes you just want a picture with Denzel Washington. Yeah, you don't necessarily need someone to tell you how to change your life in 30 seconds in front of the elevator, you know?
Yep. Totally, totally understand it. I caught the end of last segment. Some very good comedy there. I mean, it's not like you guys have other things to talk about in Florida now. Panthers in the playoffs, draft coming up. It's renaming cookies, you know what, Caesar salad.
Sure.
The hard-hitting topics on your show, Mark.
I was actually thinking that exact thing as I was putting the cookies away. I was thinking to myself, not like there's a lot of sports going on right now.
Don't literally
cross my mind.
Don't mistake movement with progress.
Mm. Another one.
Mm. That is indeed another one. Yeah. That is indeed another one.
I wonder if he's got like a notepad or something with him and he's just slowly crossing them off one at a time.
So no, it goes on bedbathandbeyond.com and it's the next pillow. The next pillow.
Yeah.
My best friend is my sister. Huh? What does that even mean? Or something like that. So, Rob is wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs hat, and the Panthers playoff series against the Lightning for us has been tremendous. Last night was one of the most exciting hockey games I've ever watched. Carter Verhaeghe, he does it again. And I know you saw Sergei Bobrovsky's save. I don't know if you saw it live and in like real speed. Where does that rank on saves that you've seen?
It's hard because there's always like recency bias in any sport. So whenever you see an amazing play, you're always like, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I actually think it's right up there. I was watching the game live in real time. There's certain sports moments that I can remember over the course of my life where you just sit in awe at, for like 30 seconds afterwards. And you ask yourself, did I witness what I just witnessed? I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'll never forget the Odell Beckham catch down the sideline. Like, could not believe that in real time. The Bobrovsky save last night, it's just a wide open net. It's an athletic reaction, not even facing the play. I don't think you can get a better save than that. I really don't. It's right up there. And that game as a whole was amazing. I will say, like, the Panthers fans have really turned out. The atmosphere is great. It's loud. Verhaeghe winner. You get good news today because the Bennett hand injury is probably not as bad as it seemed in real time. I thought right away maybe broke his wrist.
That's what I
broke
thought.
A hand, something like that. But yeah, that was an unbelievable game. I love playoff hockey. And yeah, Bolts Panthers is quite the rivalry. And man, what a save by Bobrovsky.
So much better to be up 2-0 than going back to Tampa 1-1. Like, that is, that Bobrovsky save really could have changed the entire outcome of the series, in my opinion, because if Tampa wins that game in regulation and now you're going back to Tampa and you feel like, you just got that first one, but now Tampa, because Vasilevsky was unbelievable last night. I was saying to Solana and Crowder, Vasilevsky's being talked about today if Bobrovsky doesn't make that unbelievable save.
Yep, totally. And Vasilevsky's had a pretty good series so far. I mean, Florida's been the better team through two games. They deserve to win both games, but that's part of the hockey playoffs. I'm a Leafs fan. The Leafs have played Tampa Bay in the first round for the past couple of years. They won one, they lost one. And I've seen the Vasilevsky performances firsthand where one team dominates the game, but the goalie steals it. So that's what you're up against. It is huge, definitely winning those first two games at home. It's massive.
And Rob, aren't the Panthers they're the favorite? They're the big dogs. Like, we were always used to the Lightning being the guys. We're the guys now, right?
Yeah, the Panthers are definitely the favorite in the series. Getting Verhaeghe back for the playoffs and Ekblad back for the playoffs, it was huge for the team as well. And I think they're the most complete team in the East, top to bottom. Carolina is right up there as well. It's hockey. There's tons of variance, right? This is not like, you know, basketball. There's so many scoring plays over the course of the game that you play a 7-game series, the better team tends to win out. In hockey, it's completely different. You don't have to be the best team over the course of 7 games because there's so few scoring events. But the Panthers, to me, I mean, they're just a very, very complete team. I think, you know, top to bottom, forward, defense, and the way Bobrovsky's playing this year relative to what, I mean, he was great in the playoffs last year, don't get me wrong, but if you remember going into the playoffs last year, goaltending was a question mark. He didn't have a good season. This year, he's been way better. So I think all around, Panthers right now are looking like a definite cup contender.
Well, your Maple Leafs, let's bang out some picks here. So your Maple Leafs, they've got a big one tonight. And then whoever wins that series, Toronto and Boston, they get the right to be abused by the Panthers. But we'll start with tonight. Leafs and Bruins. Toronto, I saw -115, Boston -105, so pretty even.
It's pretty even right now. There's a huge question mark in this game. So William Nylander is one of the best players for Toronto. He hasn't played yet in this series, and it's been very hush-hush about what's going on with him. Like, no one in the city knows. It's just pure speculation as to why he hasn't played the first two games of the series. He skated this morning, but no one has any idea if he's going to play. And honestly, that makes this game impossible to bet. For comparison, for a Panthers fan, this would be trying to bet a Panthers game without knowing if, like, Matthew Tkachuk or Carter Verhaeghe is playing in the game. It's going to make a substantial difference to whether you like them or not. So the city's buzzing right now. I can say that, having finally got the monkey off the back and beating Boston for the first time all year. But it's really, really challenging to handicap right now, just not knowing if one of your best players is going to play.
Are you going?
I'm not going tonight. I plan on being there for game 4 on Saturday night, but Yeah, that's going to cost. I mean, it's going to have to be a good betting week, Mark, because that's going to cost an arm.
Imagine in Toronto, the because I get, you know, we did the show yesterday at the hockey game, and then I can look on SeatGeek and get in prices. Your jaw would drop, you know, for a really good Panthers team against a rival. Like, your jaw would drop.
So I will say this, relatively speaking, it's not even comparable. The tickets in Toronto will be way more expensive. Towards the end of the season, it looked like Toronto and Florida were going to play in the first round of the playoff for a long time. And I was really hoping that would happen because it would actually be cheaper for me to fly to Florida, get a hotel for 3 or 4 days, go to both of those games, than it would be one night out in Toronto at a game. It's pretty nuts. The demand is extremely high for these playoff games. A nosebleed will cost you $500, and that would be like standing room only type of nosebleed. You want a good seat for tonight's game, you're looking at $1,500, upwards of that.
Yeah, that is a hockey mad country, man. Mm-hmm. How about the Heat tonight? Heat are, they were 14.5 point dogs. I just saw that they were 14 point dogs. Heat in Boston tonight, game two.
Yeah, so I don't like these large spread kind of games. I've talked about this many times on this show before. To me, Boston's the class of the league. I really feel as though this is the year where they're finally going to get over those choke jobs from years past. I mean, in game one, they pretty much could have named their score. They're up by 32 at the end of the first quarter, third quarter. Now, Eric Spoelstra is known as one of the best coaches in making game-to-game adjustments. He's always been known for that. That's why I'm not going to count Miami out here, but the talent discrepancy is very large with Jimmy Butler out of the lineup. So it's really tough. There is a prop that I've played for this game that I played in game one. I'm playing it again in game two. That's Nikola Jovic over 7.5 points tonight. It was 6.5 in game one. It's 7.5 now. I don't think that's enough of an adjustment. His minutes have gone way up down the stretch. He played 26 minutes in game one. And with the Heat being shorthanded, they need some creativity on offense. I think Jovic is going to get a lot of minutes again, probably mid-20s. He can push the pace in transition. He can hit those open threes on the wing. I think that's something the Heat are going to have to try to do tonight, is get some more balanced scoring. Tyler Hero game one, I mean, he just couldn't carry it. So that's the way I'm looking tonight. If you're in Miami, you want a prop to bet for the game, I think Jovic over 7.5 is a pretty good look.
By the way, he got downgraded to questionable. I believe. Didn't he, Solana? Downgraded to questionable?
Yeah, he is questionable for tonight with a back issue. But the expectation is he's going to try to play. But he is questionable.
Yeah, I mean, the bet's in the account for me no matter what. There's no turning back now. So if he plays, he plays. If not, it gets if it's not, it just gets canceled. So either way, one way or another, you're not out of luck if you end up putting that bet in.
I had Tkachuk over 3.5 shots on goal last night. I'll shoot you some of my NHL plays for tonight.
What's so funny?
You know, the last time you did this, Mark, you went on like an incredible cooler afterwards, right? You brought up a few winners on the show. You're talking about the parlays you hit. A week later, I'm back on and you're like, Rob, I'm on this epic bad run. We need some winners.
Bro, I'm like 1 of 18. That was my first win in like 18 wagers. It's been unbelievable what I've been doing.
Rob, he has to move. he's in the process of moving.
It's been unbelievable. I was thinking about this one. The Celtics right now, I was looking, they are minus 20,000 to win the series. Might that be a decent investment?
I would say no. I mean, here's the thing. You get to a point.
Is there ever a minus 20,000 bet that would appeal to you?
So there's people who stand in different camps on this, right? And to me, if I like a big favorite, I'll bet the big favorite. Sometimes you suffer the repercussions of that losing, right? Like, I've bet there's going to be no safety in a Super Bowl before at minus 1,000, and there was a safety in that Super Bowl. I bet no kick to hit the upright.
No doink. We remember that one
last year at minus 650 or whatever. And I lost that. But over time, you expect to win more of those than you lose. It's just crippling when you lose. I know somebody who bet Purdue in the first round of the NCAA tournament last year at minus 8,000 and lost that bet. Like, that's, so it's risk reward, right? To me, the goal of betting, obviously you want to win, but you want to prevent yourself from going bust. So, like, I kind of draw a line in like the minus 1,000 to minus 2,000 range, but hey, listen, if you think something is a really good bet, you know, the biggest bet of my life that I ever made was Floyd Mayweather against Conor McGregor. And I was betting him at like minus 500 in that fight and minus 400. I thought the probability that Mayweather was going to beat McGregor is over 99%. And you're getting a price that's like 85 or 90%. So if you feel you have an edge, bet it. You just got to, you know, don't chase the losses. If it does lose, you got to be in a good mental state if you lose that bet.
All right. One more before Rob Pizzola leaves us. Marlins Braves tonight. Marlins stink, but Sixto Sanchez is on the mound. Braves are minus 240, Marlins plus 180.
I know, Mark, you want me to tell you to bet the Marlins tonight so you have some action on the game. I can't do it. I mean, you said they stink. It's your words, not mine. Minus 46 run differential in 25 games this year. Only the Rockies and White Sox are worse. Ronaldo Lopez on the mound for Atlanta. You generally know what you're going to get out of him. He's been fairly consistent going on 3 or 4 years now. He has a really good fastball. He throws it about 65% of the time. Miami can't hit the fastball, so they're probably not going to score a lot of runs. You basically need a great performance out of Sixto Sanchez. And the thing with him is Atlanta has this high whiff percentage as a team. They can struggle against pitchers who can rack up strikeouts. Sanchez hasn't been missing bats this season. He throws fastball, slider, changeup, but his fastball gets no movement at all. So what you're seeing teams do is they sit on the off-speed stuff. It's probably what the Braves are going to do. Nothing for me here in this game tonight. I do love to beg big underdogs in baseball if I feel like the pitcher is capable of putting in that great performance, but I don't like the matchup for Sanchez against the Atlanta bats.
You don't think he'll be throwing straight filth?
I mean, he's got a very good changeup.
It's
right?
An inside show joke. It's a Sixto Sanchez joke. The worst thing Solana has ever produced in his life is a Sixto Sanchez song. And this was 4 years ago when Sixto was all the rage, and it's terrible. And he didn't realize it was terrible, and he played it on the air, and we couldn't believe how bad it was. And we haven't had a reason to play it in 4 years, but we're going to play it in the next hour because he's starting tonight for the first time in like four seasons.
You got Solana's produced some cringe content before. I remember the one where he went down to like the food court and the hallway there and just started eating someone else's food. That one was.
Didn't we play for you the golf thing the other day? Be on horse.
Oh, yes. Horse, I do remember Thompson. That. Well, listen, I mean, everyone goes through that in radio at some point or another.
Sure.
It just happens.
But he made an unbelievable montage of last night's Panthers game that we started the show with. And I'd like to start the 4 o'clock hour with, except I'm running so late now. I don't know what we're going to be able to do. But he produced like this unbelievable montage. But he didn't know that I was coming out of the box today with, hey, did you know Sixto Sanchez is pitching for the Marlins and we're going to have to play the Noche de Sixto song. And so, and he's already tightly wound because of the Heat game tonight. You know, there's a lot going on in Solana's head.
It's tough. Tough break.
He's so mad. Look at him.
It is tough. You think we'll have time to play that in the 4 o'clock hour, Solana?
No, definitely won't. But I happen to think that my video down in the food hall wasn't cringe. I mean, it got some pretty decent engagement. So, Rob, I'm going to have to call you out on that.
No, it was a classic form of engagement farming for sure, where you just do something like off the cusp. But right. Like, let's be real. If anyone did that to you in the food court, you'd probably punch him in the face, right? Yeah. I mean, like, or at least have some sort of reaction. So I don't think it was that super cool. But if the goal was to generate engagement and views, you did it, Solana.
Isn't that the goal in everyone's life at this point? Clicks, views, likes. That's really where we're at.
It's the reality of the world, unfortunately. Yeah. Yep.
Rob Pizzola. I'm on Twitter and get some Crowder Powder at crowderpowder.com, by the way. Speaking of likes and whatever.
Yeah. I recall, Mark, when you said when I was
I'm
on
texting
last time
you right now for your address. I'm texting you right now for your address because I just realized that I pulled the old bait and switch. Listen, if I didn't hit the Kachuk over last night, I don't know. But now I've got enough postage to get that thing up there to Canada. What do they got, airmail or something?
Yeah, we'll figure something
send
out.
I'll send
it by moose or something like that.
yeah, exactly. Rob Pizzola. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck with your bets.
All right. We'll have the 4 o'clock hour coming up. We'll get some headlines. I would like to play that montage. I don't know how we're going to have time, though, because it's already 5 minutes.
We're going to play it. Solana's trying to play the fiddle with us.
We'll figure it. No, I want to play his montage. I want to play the Panthers montage that he created.
Yes.
Because that was really good. But I also want to play Noche de Sixto. So we'll do headlines and 50 minutes of heat and then all Solana stuff after that.
When life throws you straight filth, you got to have your go-to accident attorney.
That's cute.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go home, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.